If you have a thing for E! Entertainment reality shows, then you know the celebrity couple Todd and Julie from Crisley Knows Best. But what happens when one of America's funniest and most down-to-earth couples gets caught in a $36 million years-long fraud and tax evasion? The Crisley fraud case has been one of the hottest topics in the past few weeks. In November 2022, Julie and Todd were convicted of tax and bank fraud crimes and sentenced to a combined 19 years in federal prison. The showbiz world is shaken by the Crisley's case and the resulting conviction. Why would this couple commit years-long fraud and multiple tax evasions? Join us on today's episode as we get into the undoing of a seeming empire. We'll examine the complete story of Julie and Todd Crisley, their several bank frauds and tax evasions, and discuss how they descended into the rabbit hole on today's episode. The price of stardom, how the pressure to succeed can lead to illegal activities. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Tax Crime Junkies, the podcast about true tax crimes. I'm your host, Dom, and with me is my co-host, Tom.
That's right, Dom. Our podcast will bring you true tax crimes and financial scandals. If you're a tax planner, tax professional, tax representative, or just interested in the financial world, this is the right space to learn the inner details of prosecutions related to U.S. tax laws. Join us every week as we tell exciting stories on tax and audit illegalities, what went wrong, and the imposed sentences.
So what are we talking about today, Tom?
Julie and Todd lived a lavish lifestyle, and everyone thought they could afford it because their show was flourishing. Well, until 2018, when their tussle with the IRS began. The couple had a business partner, and they all conspired to take loans illegally from banks. They created fake documents, claimed to have money in other banks, and used these to get community banks to approve their loans. They used this money to sponsor their lifestyle, which amounted to $36 million. They spent most of it on trips, hotels, luxury wear, apartments. Whenever a loan was due, the trio would go defraud another bank, use the loan from that bank to pay back the previous one. But it could only go so far. When they couldn't keep it up, Todd filed for bankruptcy and tried to walk away from about $20 million in outstanding loans.
That's right. But they kind of just wanted a do-over because they wanted to wipe the slate clean of their debts and start letting the new money from their TV contract roll in. So after their TV show became successful in 2014, the Crisley couple failed to pay the tax they owed. They ensured that their company, Seven Seas Productions, would be difficult to tax by registering it as the wife's company. And then they created false documents and later recorded the company as Todd's mom's company. They and their new accountant kept this on to evade 2009 taxes and other taxes in tax years 2013, 14, 15, and 16. And then the cookie began to crumble. But first, let's talk about a good understanding of who the couple is, and that will help us paint a better picture. So, who really are the Crisleys, Tom? And have you seen the show?
Unfortunately, I have seen the show a few times, but their lifestyle just seemed too good to be true. So, if you haven't seen it,
I'm from a small town in South Carolina, and I've always had a chip on my shoulder about my accent. And these damn internet trolls have really struck a nerve. Listen to this right here. Todd Crisley sounds like the bastard child of Foghorn Leghorn and Gomer Pyle.
That's pretty accurate, actually.
Did you write it?
No.
I think you're just overthinking it. You have a nice southern drawl. That's a compliment, honestly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always somebody talking and you go to their profile and it's a picture of a cat.
You can't trust cat people.
You cannot.
It's always a damn cat.
They're a big TV family famous for their show, Chrisley Knows Best. Todd purportedly is a self-made real estate multimillionaire who has two kids with Julie. Their show shows a funny extended family dynamic, and it was really popular almost as soon as it aired. Their kids actually started another TV show, Growing Up Chrisley, and the couple has a podcast called Chrisley Confessions. Chrisley Knows Best portrays the family as a down-to-earth, regular, but really wealthy family. Well, until this case, that is.
I bet. It all started with Chrisley Asset Management, which I'm going to call CAM just to save some tongue space there. So CAM was a real estate firm controlled by Todd and Julie and this third business partner called Mark Braddock. And they basically managed and sold foreclosed properties, and they were earning millions of dollars. So it sounds like they were kind of showing that on TV, the lifestyle from that. And back as early as 2007, they created a fabricated bank document so that they could get loans from community banks. And so the scam was that they would create fake bank statements, things like invoices and different paperwork, and they would do that to inflate their account balances. If anything was in the way of getting a loan approved, the trio got it done. Or in this case, they got it fabricated. You know who this reminds me of, right, Tom? So the FBI obtained emails that revealed Mark and Todd once shared a fabricated Merrill Lynch account. And that document stated that they had $776,509 back in 2007. What's funny is they didn't even have a Merrill Lynch account at the time. They eventually opened one in 2008, but it just had about $17,000 in it.
Well, that is some brazen faking. Several emails show Todd and Mark worked hand in hand to create these false documents as needed to get the loans they applied for. But what's weird is they didn't exactly use this money to run CAM. Instead, Todd and Julie owned another Georgia company called Chrisley and Company, where they received their pay from CAM. So whenever they got loans, they'd split the money and send theirs to Chrisley and Company. Is that what is known as income shifting? Is receiving money in multiple accounts legal?
Well, Tom, this falls under the assignment of income doctrine. And gross income is taxed to the individual who earns it or to the owner of the property that generates the income. And under the so-called assignment of income doctrine, a taxpayer may not avoid tax by assigning the right to the income to somebody else. And so gross income is taxed to the individual who earns it or to the owner of property that generates the income. So they can't just simply say that they're earning it in this other entity by creating Chrisley and Company and then showing it over there.
Absolutely correct. The assignment of income doctrine says a taxpayer who earns income from services that the taxpayer performs or property that the taxpayer owns generally isn't going to avoid the tax liability on that income by simply pointing and assigning it somewhere else. The doctrine is usually applied to controlled entities because people like the Chrisleys, so-called, just split it with an entity that didn't earn it, and no, that's not legal. That can be evasion.
Well, especially when you consider what they did with the money. They spent this money on travel, properties, clothes, luxury things. And so if one loan was due, then they just repeated the process to get another loan from another community bank to pay it back. It's clear that they were targeting these local Georgian community banks because it made the loan frauds easier. But they used CAM so much that the company ended up having financial difficulties. And so as soon as the company became insolvent, Todd filed for bankruptcy. And so that's how he walked away from $20 million in total loans that they fraudulently got. You know, there's a reason why the bank has an approval process, because they tend to not want to give money to people that they don't think can pay it back. But remember, they cheated that part.
Right.
So they weren't able to pay it back. And right before the lawsuit in 2012, Mark and the Crisleys ended their partnership. So it's not really clear what the details are about that split, but one thing is sure, there's a lot of bad blood there.
Is it because they used the company so much, or the company spun so much on stuff unrelated to the company? Because not only did they stop working together and then Todd filed for bankruptcy, but the Crisleys also asserted from then on that Mark was the bad guy. They claimed he forged their signatures. He stole for the company. He threatened other employees and used their accountant's stationery signature behind their backs. When the Crisleys' case reached the limelight in 2019, Todd even wrote on his Instagram page, of course, because he's a celebrity, that's where he's going to go, social media, that Mark also, you can't believe this, Dominique, bugged their home, who is now trying to frame them. Yes, it was this guy Braddock who eventually turned the couple into the FBI.
That does sound like a good framing job. But I think that's what's known as the Saudi defense. Some other dude did it. Can we be sure that the latter part is a lie? Well, not really, because Mark was indeed the FBI and the IRS's lead in this case. And he, of course, got immunity for cooperating with them. So sometimes when you've got a conspiracy going on, the first one to crack, you know, gets the deal. But to hear the Crisleys tell it, Mark Braddock was obsessed with Todd Crisley, and also that he was responsible for all the fraud that's coming up in court. And of course, the accountant says he was only doing what the reality stars told him to do. But still, the emails show that despite Todd's claims, he gave express instructions to Mark to use the accountant's stationery and signature. So it's in writing. And on top of everything else, the Crisleys also committed, wait for it, tax fraud against the Internal Revenue Service for years.
I'm shocked. Of course they did. That's what happens when you aren't even truthful for the IRS. You have to tell the truth to the IRS. Todd announced on his website in 2009 that he was starting a company called Seven Seas Productions. Seven Seas really wasn't making TV shows, but it was a loan-out company. Most major TV stars have a company like this, which they use to get paid and run processes for their work as celebrities. Todd and his wife had access to the accounts, and Todd was constantly making decisions on it. However, they filed the company to belong only to Julie, saying she was the president and she had complete control. They registered the company in both Georgia and Tennessee. Over the years, several entertainment companies paid them for their work, and this ran into millions of dollars per payment.
When did you say he started that new company? Because in 2009, Todd couldn't determine his income tax for the year, and he failed to make any payment. He declared that his tax due and owing was $701,249. And then in 2012, he amended this tax due and said it was $400,000, but he still defaulted on it. So what's interesting here is the Crisley couple had also filed their tax as a married couple filing separately. Hmm. Now, not that you can't use that filing status, Tom, but usually most married people file married filing jointly. Married filing separately sometimes can have some disadvantages. And so the implication is that when you file married filing separately, the implication is that when you default on taxes, the IRS will only be able to place a lien on the property of the only listed spouse.
Okay, let's connect the dots. This means that by listing Julie as the sole owner of Seven Seas, even though Todd was defaulting on paying his taxes, the IRS just can't shut off the business since Julie was the listed partner.
Hmm.
Still, in 2011, 12, and 13, they decided to file marry filing jointly, filing the taxes they owed as zero, a little over $50,000, and then around $24,000, respectively. But then the IRS already placed the couple in collection status. The only problem was that Todd's bankruptcy proceedings had started by this point. The bankruptcy action was only discharged in 2015. So because of that, the IRS had to stay its collection action until the bankruptcy matter was resolved.
So one way or the other, the couple and their accountant continued to lie their way through evading tax payments until 2016. And at this time, the couple had gotten an accountant named Tarantino. Tarantino let the couple know that an IRS revenue officer would soon take a closer look at their finances. Now, I don't know where they found this guy, Tom, but his own attorney said that his client was an accountant who failed the CPA exam many times over 20 years and was unqualified to handle the Crisley's finances.
Seriously? Did he say that behind Tarantino's back? This is like a soap opera. When the Crisleys heard this, they immediately created a plan. As per their specialty, fabrication, they made some documents to make EFC, Julie's mom, the sole owner of Seven Seas Productions shares. They even forged a document to the Bank of America saying that the board of directors, which was basically just them, had amended their article of incorporation to make EFC the sole controller and owner of the business. What they did next in 2017 was to create a new bank account for Seven Seas, where they started to remit all of their payments. They made it appear like they weren't making any money and failed to pay taxes for all these years.
Yikes. Well, it gets worse. Todd would soon do something audacious. He did a radio interview of in February of 2017. Let's hear what he had to say.
You know, first of all, don't you think as a member of the press, how would you have a copy of what I filed? If it were public, your income taxes are not public. If that's the case, the president of the United States, everybody wouldn't be bitching about him not turning his over. I have been a Florida resident over 15 years. So my taxes have always been filed, and if I don't make money in Georgia, I don't pay taxes on it in Georgia. So I'm not worried about some offbeat reporter trying to attach her name to my name in order for her to have a name.
Absolutely correct.
And, you know, obviously the federal government likes my tax returns because I've paid $750,000 to $1 million just about every year. But the federal government doesn't have a problem with my taxes.
So don't believe
if you will notice the article that I didn't file tax in 2000 in Georgia. So in order for her to say that shit, then she'd obviously know that I'm making money. So financially, the Crisleys are fine. But certainly, some offbeat reporter who makes about $35,000 a year and has a bad dye job would not have access to my personal
Wait, did I hear that correctly? He claimed that the government was pleased with him and his taxes as he was paying, close to $1 million each year? Nobody really believes that. Come on.
So, Tom, how does the government think of your taxes or my taxes or any of our clients' taxes?
They don't have an opinion. As long as you pay it, they want their money. Meanwhile, as Todd said, financially, the Crisleys are fine. Throughout all this, they were still borrowing. In fact, they took out a loan in March of 2017 and represented clearly to the bank that Julie owned Seven Seas. This shows their transfer to EFC was just a sham.
Ooh. Wait, what date did you say they took that loan? March 2017? He did that interview in February.
Tarantino would even meet with the assigned revenue officer to tell him that the couple couldn't afford the tax, as they weren't really earning money. He claimed he knew neither where Todd lived nor the banks he used. At some point, he even said that Savannah, the couple's daughter, was the owner of the company, and she paid salaries to her parents. He also continued to file false returns for the couple, every time Tarantino filed the tax, he omitted information on Seven Seas' income and the money being dispersed to Todd and Julie.
That's a no-no. Meanwhile, so all this is going on, the Crisleys are out making false representations, and they forged several documents to show banks that they were paying their taxes. Wait a second. I thought that they said that the third partner guy, Mark, was the one doing all the forging. This is like way after they're not even working with Mark anymore. That seems kind of sus there. So they fabricated their income. They fabricated what they owed for 2013 and 2014 while they were applying to a bank for a loan. Do you think they attached that radio interview with Todd saying as proof of their income? They also leased a Bentley convertible. And so to get approved for that lease, they had to send multiple documents for their tax years 2014 to 2016. They sent that all to the bank and the auto dealership. And it was Tarantino who prepared these documents. So he forwarded them via email to Julie and Todd, and he kept corresponding with the banks, yet they were fully aware of their tax debts. So one way of looking at it, Tom, is that Tarantino, the accountant, was actually telling the truth that the Crisleys couldn't afford their taxes. Because they really couldn't. It's no news that TV stars earn and have to spend a lot. It's all part of the show business. And when you've got a reality show, there's got to be some element that draws the audience in. And so the Crisleys were not exempt from this. And they spent all their tax payments on glamour.
Aside from that, the IRS discovered that despite Todd not being able to pay his initial $701 approximately $1,000 of tax declared for 2009, the couple had moved over $800,000 from a CAM account to a Crisley & Company account in 2010. The couple spent most of this money buying themselves things. Crisley Knows Best brought them more money. In the promotional video, Todd mentioned earning up to $1 million a year. He even said that sometimes they spend more than $300,000 on, seriously, clothing. They spend $300,000 a year on clothing.
Wowza. Now, that number is not too outrageous if you think about everything celebrities do to stay in style. I guess if you're Kim Kardashian. I guess the bottom line is the Crisleys were acting like billionaires, from cars to the luxury hotels that they stayed in to designer dresses and jewelry. Most stars would have to spend a shitload of money to align with the standards, but for this couple, things are a bit different. They had debts and they were claiming that they weren't earning, but still somehow they funded their lifestyle. And I believe that employees of the IRS watch TV just like a lot of Americans do, right, Tom?
Oh, they do. And trust me, when they're handling a case and they look on TV and see something that doesn't make sense, don't think that's going to get ignored. In June 2017, their Seven Seas Productions was still wired up to $300,000 as the couple's payments. Then the couple spent outrageous sums at electronic stores, luxury hotels, and department stores that month. Now, Tarantino had told the IRS again, Todd was not making enough to pay his 2009 taxes.
Well, of course, I think he's telling the truth. They spent $300,000 on clothes, remember? So, as their business partner Braddock noted, they needed $500,000 to $600,000 every month just to stay even. So they're like drowning, if you picture this. And get this, Todd Crisley was allegedly traveling to Beverly Hills from his then home in Atlanta to where he would stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel in order to get his hair cut bi-monthly. And that's just one example of exorbitant spending. Can you imagine flying just to get your hair cut twice?
I barely was getting $20 for my haircut. Are you kidding?
So per Braddock, these flights to Los Angeles each month were really just the tip of the iceberg when it came to how the couple viewed money. The former partner of the couple says that they employed 3 housekeepers 5 days every week as another example. How messy are these people? I haven't seen the show. Are they really messy?
I mean, everything looks immaculate, but it's TV. Nothing appears as it really is. You know that.
True. We talked about the Bentley too. So there's another report online that talks about their car spending and more. In 2019, they moved into a $3.9 million mansion in Atlanta. And at some point, though, they eventually traded it for a smaller house mid-trial.
Talk about too little, too late. I think the IRS had already noticed how much they were spending.
Just a little bit.
Well, so did a jury. On June 7th, 2022, Todd and Julie were found guilty of conspiring to defraud community banks of up to $36 million in loans and several federal tax crimes. Tarantino, their accountant, was found guilty of filing 2 false corporate tax returns for Seven Seas Productions. The court initially ordered that the couple should be on home detention, although they could still go about and work. They were also placed in a bond location monitoring program and on a $1,000 spending limit. I'm sure they didn't enjoy that. No haircuts in Beverly Hills, I guess. In addition, the court ordered that they forfeit all the properties they got through the fraudulent loans they took.
Hey, that might make for interesting TV. Home confinement, at-home haircuts and dye jobs. Who knows? They might have been able to make even more. That way they could pay their restitution.
And I would start watching the show again if that actually was the case. Well, but this was only the tip of the iceberg, Dominique. The couple and their accountant were eventually convicted on November 21st. The court sentenced Todd to, get this, 12 years in federal prison. Julie got 7 years in federal prison. Tarantino also got a 3-year sentence, and each person received an additional 3 years of supervised release. Although Judge Eleanor Ross has also mentioned the couple would have to pay restitution, there's yet to be an exact figure. There's been a lot of controversy, actually, about this judgment, with many people talking about the lengthy sentences, especially for Julie, who seemed to have only been carried along by Todd. But is that really the case?
Well, let's look back. Is this a claim of the little woman relying on her husband and who took her on a wild ride? As much as Todd mostly controlled the family and the monetary affairs, Julie's involvement was solid. And she got listed as the Seven Seas Productions president, and that doesn't happen accidentally. But it just doesn't end there. In 2014, during that time when Todd was neck deep in his bankruptcy proceedings, Julie Crisley manufactured documents and lied again. And this time she did it to obtain a luxury rental house in Los Angeles. And they failed to pay rent and eventually faced an eviction lawsuit. It was something like $13,000 a month as rent. Her case got even more complicated after the court issued a subpoena in 2018. This subpoena asked the couple to declare all relevant documents concerning the tax evasion piece. And instead, Julie submitted multiple backdated documents. She crossed out certain statements, including the one where she told the bank that Seven Seas now belonged to the ETF. And instead sent documents showing that she had always represented herself to be in charge of the company. Perhaps without this, the couple's defense attorney would have been able to plead for leniency. After all, they've got 3 kids, including a 10-year-old boy and an ailing mother-in-law. But instead, she got additional charges of wire fraud and obstruction of justice.
I don't know. Seems like they're the modern social media version of Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, harsh sentence, but harsh actions. They're thieves. Well, they may be having a hard time accepting their judgment. I get it. It can be jarring, especially the life they lived before. Millions of Instagram followers, the media always following what they've done. But everyone in the family seems to believe there's been a great injustice. The couple recently aired a podcast episode of Chrisley Confessions, which, by the way, did not confess their tax crimes, where they finally spoke about the charges. Todd said they were hoping, get this, for a miracle from God, and all the things that happening were just heartbreaking. Of course, who does Todd blame? The IRS officers. They were malicious, considering that there were even some months he actually supposedly overpaid his taxes. That much is true. He pays $77,000 in excess 1 year. And in court, there was evidence that they paid taxes in 2008, 2010, and some years. As far as I know, I don't think you get to choose the years you pay your tax. The issue is it doesn't erase the years when they committed tax evasion.
No.
And they have a lack of remorse throughout the trial. So that makes it hard to get a shorter sentence. Before the November court sentence, legal experts discussed how this would impact the family show. They were initially allowed to work. The first episode of season 10 dropped. Todd was going to produce Love Limo. I can't Love Limo. A new dating reality show. But now that things have turned, maybe it'll be Love in Prison. That might be better for where their career is going in the future.
Yeah, maybe instead of Love Limo, it's Love Cell or something. So if you are a lover of Chrisley Knows Best, then you may have to kiss your favorite show goodbye because they're not available for filming. Chances are, I'm sure the legal ramifications of this trial have already been sorted out by E! Entertainment. And again, I mean, their income from the show could even help the couple pay whatever restitution that the court settles on. And I'm sure you can probably put money on their books down at the jail as well. Now, Todd claims to have filed an appeal in this case, and there are speculations that the couple would hire three more acclaimed criminal lawyers to defend them.
I thought
their current lawyer.
How do you do that?
Their current lawyer thinks it's all been unfair, considering that Todd's health is not in the best state. And this kind of legal tussling is expected when a celebrity faces the law, but there's no real way to determine what will happen. I think, Tom, one thing is clear, though, and that's that the Chrisleys had an extended fraud run. The prosecutor in this case, Ryan Buchanan, referred to the Chrisleys as a unique criminal type because of the wide-ranging scope of their fraudulent conduct.
And the reality is the IRS loves these types of cases. Rich people trying to cheat their taxes. That is who they like to make an example of. And I can't personally figure out at what point they could have stepped back from this. Every fact revealed about the case, there's been a consistent pattern for years to commit these crimes. It took the FBI, the IRS, and over 20,000 emails to bring them down. Now, only time will tell what the ultimate outcome will be for the Chrisleys and their career in the entertainment industry.
One thing is for sure, though, it doesn't pay to cheat. Not the banks, the FBI, and especially not the IRS. Well, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tax Crime Junkies. Remember, as we uncover the stories of tax fraud and white-collar crime, we're not just exposing the criminals, but also the loopholes in the system. We hope you'll join us again next week as we continue our mission to find the loopholes that went left and close them for good. Until next time. Remember, every crime has a trail that leads to the truth.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Tax Crime Junkies. If you would like to share what you think about the Chrisley case and what chances they stand at for an appeal, you can contact us at taxcrimejunkies.com. Also, remember to subscribe to get notified when we are back with our next episode. And if you've loved this one, please jump on to Apple or Google Play to give us a positive rating. Thank you and have a great day.
Have a great day.